This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
Hey, Hugh.
Good day, Rodney.
Well, it's been a long time since you and I have spoken, and I've kept you waiting because I had a call coming in that was just too big. I couldn't stop. I was self-indulgent. I apologize.
I was enjoying every minute of that. What an incredibly courageous lady, and awesome there's people like that doctor around, because if it works, it works.
Oh, well, thank you. How do I pronounce Tipu?
Well, I guess Tipu.
Ah, I got it. Tipu Plantation. Now, Hugh, I wouldn't have spoken to you for maybe over 20 years.
23, I think. 23 years.
And your wonderful wife.
I remember meeting you. Well, that's so good you remember her.
Oh, I couldn't forget her. No one could. Or you.
No, Pauline is the mover and shaker.
So just for everyone listening on the inside, Pauline helped us in the early days of ACT. Magnificent woman. Magnificent. And love her dearly. And Hugh is her husband. So that's the connection. And I knew both well. And then as politics transpires, you lose touch. And here we are talking, which is lovely. But tell us about your plantation and tell us about the event you have coming up.
Okay. My plantation is a place called the Land of the Lotus, which if I do a brief catch-up, because Pauline and I ended up getting a farm when her daughter finished university. Now, that was beef and sheep, but the hills never got any less steep and my knees were giving out, so I went and bought a little horticulture block. And that was 100 acres out near Whangarei Heads. And I met a most amazing South African who was growing pineapples and bananas and all sorts of things. And it became a religion. I had to learn more.
How funny.
So Owen and I remain good friends. But I bought a little bit further away where it was a more suited property for what I wanted to do. Or should I say what we wanted to do? Because Pauline is the swamp creature at the Land of the Lotus. She grows lotus plants for a hobby. Having said that, she sells more water plants into Auckland than all of Auckland outlets. but she still manages a local broadband provider for them.
Oh, wow.
And is a JP.
Oh, wow.
So I pale into insignificance.
We all do, beside our wonderful wives.
Okay. But anyway, what happened when I saw what Owen was doing, I thought, well, this is absolutely amazing. He was growing, commercial-grade bananas and pineapples on his property. I asked if he'd share his knowledge. He said something like, you're prepared to share your rotary hoe. And that's how things started. I bought a few hundred plants off of him. And we formed a sort of cooperative to go around Northland. We were going around Northland, finding the various bananas in the people's back gardens. And, basically encouraging people to grow bananas commercially. And the result is we have now, well over 100 hectares of commercial-grade bananas planted out. The demand for them is insatiable. The consumption of imported bananas is 80 million kilos per annum. So,
wow.
Yeah. So anyway, one of our more recent plantations, which planted 2 years ago on Eddie and Kelly Hayes' property, which is on 91 Loop Road. And people who don't know it will see it if they're going into Whangarei on the left-hand side just before the Otaika Valley roundabout.
Yeah.
Now, that has gone really successfully, that plantation, despite the book echoes, and we're opening it to the public on Sunday.
This Sunday.
So open all day, and if people want to learn about bananas and even taste a few, they'll be... entry is totally free, and the tasting will be free.
Wow.
So that's where we're at the moment.
Just give us the address again.
It's 91 Loop Road, which is literally just off State Highway 1 and State Highway 15. And you see it as you come into Whangarei.
And you could grow, could you...
Absolute landmark.
Could you at your home grow a couple of banana trees?
Yeah, you can grow bananas anywhere you can keep them away from frost and chill winds. They're what they call a gross feeder. It's one of the few things you can grow in the centre of your compost heap.
Wow.
Pretty much. Yeah, I sent a few down to Wally. Now, I think I'm sending a few. I keep forgetting. Very terrible person, my memory. I listen to Wally with great interest every week because, I mean, he's far more knowledgeable person than I. Probably not on growing bananas, I know we've managed to grow successfully, or people have managed to grow successfully down in Omaru pineapples.
No.
Yep, Omaru pineapples, good quality pineapples. I can give you the recipe if you like.
Can you give it to us now, or is it a long one?
Yeah, sure. You take one car tyre. Okay, if you can, chop the top rim off. You lay it flat on the ground and fill it with a rich compost. Now, if for the technical people, pineapples like a pH of around 4.2 to 5. In other words, much more acidic soil than most things growing. So think your old duck poo and chicken poo, mix that into that soil of yours, fill up that tyre, and then plant your pineapple right in the centre and wander down to the $2 shop and get a $2 dome transparent umbrella. Okay, you open it up, chop the handle off, and put it over the whole thing. Now, pineapples are a desert plant, so minimal watering. That car tyre, the bottom rim, holds enough water usually. Minimal water, and just leave it alone, and you'll get pineapples.
What's the umbrella do?
Okay, it keeps out the chill wind. You know what they say, a chill wind blows no good?
Yeah.
And it also acts like a mini greenhouse or a cloche.
And so, $2 cloche. Do you push the umbrella down on top of the tyre, or do you leave a gap?
Oh, just put it straight on top.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as the pineapple goes up...
Very successful.
As the pineapple grows up, do you need to shift the umbrella or what? Does it grow up high?
No. If it got that big, you would, but... Generally, the rough queen, is the one we usually recommend, is not a huge plant, and those dome bubble umbrellas have enough room to last a couple.
Oh,
of years.
I know the ones you mean—the ones that are literally an inverted. I got it like a cloche. Yeah, it's not a flat umbrella. It's a big.
Yeah.
Oh, wow! And what do you plant? What do you plant to make the pineapple grow? Where do you get your pineapple from to grow?
Oh, yeah, the largest grower is my mate Owen out at Parua Bay. He only sells 1,000 at a time, so I buy wholesale off of him, and he only gives me the very bottom end because...
You're not selling it,
do you? I get them rooted up, and then I post them all over the country.
Oh, wow, so we go to Lotus, Land of the Lotus, and we can buy...
Land of the Lotus, yeah.
Do you reckon I could do that in Do you reckon I could do that in Central Otago?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you've got hours of sunshine, far more than we have in Northland.
How long before I eat a pineapple?
Usually about 18 months, couple of years. So long as they've had good sunshine, good food, and a bit of moisture when they need it, you'll get a pineapple or two. And one pineapple plant, once it starts producing, it will keep producing, and you can reckon on up to six. You don't want more than six because then they start going small. The root structure doesn't handle it.
Mm. And how far south can you grow bananas?
Well, I know we've got people growing a variety called Dwarf Cavendish in Invercargill.
Goodness me. Goodness
and me. And they've got them in 100-litre containers on wheels, and they roll them out on a good day.
Roll them out from where?
Yeah, I guess conservatory. Yeah.
Because my kids eat My kids eat a lot of bananas, and those ones that come from overseas aren't great, according to Wally.
No, they're absolute rubbish compared to locally grown. Yeah.
Do you reckon we could grow enough bananas to fulfill the New Zealand market?
Very easily if we could get enough people planting. Yeah. I mean, you've got an optimum region, which unless you're going into tunnel houses, but you can grow pretty much anywhere in Northland that's frost-free. Gisborne. Nelson grows quite a lot, but not. I don't think commercially other than the Indians under tunnel houses.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Can someone visit you at the Land of the Lotus?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We're open officially Friday, Saturday, Sunday, public holidays, school holidays, or just give me a call. I live on site, so not a problem.
Look it up and tell us again about what's happening this weekend.
Okay. Basically, we're terming it as a Bananarama. Okay. People can just turn up and have a guided tour of the plantation, and it's at 91 Loop Road, Whangarei. It's just outside of Whangarei. It's a lovely venue. The owners are absolutely delightful. I might have mentioned in my email, they've got an English setter that only understands Te Reo.
There you go, Land of the Lotus.
I understand it that well.
There we go, Land of the Lotus. Look out for the bananas. Grow a pineapple. I'm going to give it a shot. Hugh, lovely to call. Give my very best love and best wishes and blessings to Pauline.
I will indeed. And lovely to. And if you're up this way, there's always a bed for you, Rodney.
Oh, you want to say that? I'll bring the kids. There you go.
Yeah, not a problem.
Talk soon. Thank you, Hugh.
What a
wonderful man. What a wonderful man. Thank you, Hugh. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Rodney. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.